Welcome to Nigeria Superfans Podcast.
Born in England to a Nigerian father and an Italian mother, Olukayode Giacomo Osu is a midfielder who plays for Belgian First Division B club KSV Roeselare. KJ, as he is fondly called, began football as a young boy and had stints with Fulham and Wimbledon in England before moving to Belgium to sign his first professional contract with KSV Roeselare. Despite his eligibility to play for England and Italy, the 18-year-old tells Naija Super Fans editor Kayode Ogundare why he prefers the green, white, green of Nigeria.
My full name is Olukayode Giacomo Osu, but everyone calls me KJ. Yeah, I grew up in a very nice area, to be fair. My parents raised me well. I got into football really early, so I always played football with my friends and at clubs. So I'd say I had a really, really good and fortunate childhood. My dad, he runs a business, so a technology business, and my mum, she's a therapist, so she works with sports people and just the regular people seeking therapeutic help.
And you, when you got into football, your football development, which were the clubs that you played for as a young boy?
So I started out with a Sunday league team, and then about 6 months later, I moved to Fulham. Then after Fulham, I played for AFC Wimbledon until this summer when I left, and now I'm playing in Belgium with KSV Roeselare.
Which position do you play on the pitch?
My main position, central midfield or defensive midfield, but I can also play other positions, but those are the positions I see my future in.
KJ, what do you think you're going to bring into the Nigeria team if you're given the chance to play for the under-20?
I bring a lot of mental strength, so I feel like I lead by example the way I play. I'm energetic, I'm confident on the ball, and off the ball I'm a nuisance. Like, I'm good in the tackle, I read the game well. So I feel like my style is very suited to Nigerian football. I'm a good defensive midfielder and I'm able to give balance to the team, both in attack and defence.
Do you follow Nigerian football?
Yes, I do. Okay. I really enjoy watching the national team. And a few years ago, they played Italy, which is my mother's country, in England, which is where I was raised. So that was a great game to watch with my parents as well. And it felt really close to home.
Okay, you were at that game?
Yeah, I was. It was at Craven Cottage in 2013.
Which would you say are your favourite Nigerian players?
At the moment, I'd say Wilfred Ndidi, who plays for Leicester. I watch him most weeks because obviously when I've been living in England, Leicester are always on TV because they're a really big team. And in the past, I really liked watching Yakubu when he played for Everton and Blackburn and when he played in the World Cup for Nigeria too.
Obviously, the under-20 team has a lot of pedigree, a lot of good records over the year. And I think the only thing we've not won is the World Cup, is the under-20 World Cup. We've been to the finals 2 times.
Yeah.
What do you think your kind of player will bring into the under-20 team? And why do you think you should be selected?
I think I can bring balance to any team. So I can play in multiple formations, quite a few positions. So I'm a versatile player, good mental strength, good on the ball, good off the ball. So I'm fairly well-rounded. I get on well with teammates, which is obviously important when you're trying to win things. You need team cohesion. You need that strength to be able to really push in the latter stages of tournaments and make sure you do win things as a country.
Would you say you're wanting to play for Nigeria is something that comes from the bottom of your heart? Or if tomorrow Italy or let's say England gives you a chance to play with their team, you would take it without batting an eyelid?
No, I feel like I've got a very strong connection with Nigeria. Obviously, my dad, he brought me into football. He'd always take me to football. So obviously, for him, it'd be really good for him to see me wearing the Super Eagle shirt or the Flying Eagle shirt at this stage. So yeah, it definitely. I think Nigeria is my team. And I don't see any reason why that would change. I'm a loyal person as well. So it's not as if I would just change my decision after speaking so highly about Nigeria these last months and years. I'm not that sort of person. and with my attributes, it's very suited to Nigerian football. So I feel like it'd be a really good match overall for everyone.
From your parents growing up, what are the best memories they told you about Nigeria, and what actually do you look forward to when you finally come to Nigeria?
Well, my dad has some uncles and aunties in Nigeria, and I haven't seen them for a few years, so it'd be really great to visit their family home, maybe have dinner with them, like meet some more of my extended family. That would be really good. And maybe to see where my dad grew up, because obviously he's told me about it, but it'd be even better to understand his experiences growing up live in the flesh, seeing what he saw, understanding why he is the man he is today. That'd be really good and help me get to know my father and his family even more than I already do.
In your career, this is like a new phase for you. What are your expectations going into KSV now? What are your expectations?
Well, obviously this is my first year of senior football, so I want to get as many minutes in the first team as possible. I'm not someone who settles for being out of the team. I wouldn't just sit on the bench for the sake of it, just admitting I'm young. That's not how I see football. I feel like I should be playing and I expect to play. And I'll do whatever it takes to play on and off the field to make sure I better myself in every aspect possible.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.